From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. As many people know, Idaho has one of the fastest growing populations in the United States, that is according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And this growth has been reflected in our housing market. Home prices, if we look at Boise, have been going up dramatically for the past few years. They reached a peak in May when the median price for a home in Ada County topped $600,000. However, with rising interest rates and rising inflation, housing prices started to drop in June, and they just kept dropping throughout the summer. However, in October, prices ticked back up again, which seemed odd considering that interest rates have continued to rise, making it harder for buyers to purchase a home. So joining us today to talk about this discrepancy in the housing market, our project manager for Boise Regional Realtor, Cassie Zimmerman, and designated broker and owner of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, 43 Degrees North, Jeff Martell. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Gemma. Thanks for having us.
So Jeff, we'll start with you. Right now, as of today, what is the current median price of a home in Ada County?
Oh, well, of course, you asked me the statistics. I couldn't tell you, it's changing all the time.
Right.
But what we're definitely seeing is, we do a lot of new construction, and new construction definitely led the charge on price reductions. And at that May, June kind of time period, we definitely started to see the builders reduce prices because demand started to become reduced due to the interest rates, economy, and different things going on. And so what you typically see with new construction is there's less of a, equity position versus a resale home, and the builders are quick to make these moves.
Mm. So, Cassie, as I mentioned, until last month, we were seeing a decrease in the median home price. So, in your opinion, what happened in October? Why did the overall median price then just tick up again?
Yeah. So, when we look at median sales price, we look at both the existing and resale segments, as well as the new construction segments. And overall, we really haven't seen year-over-year price declines yet. Really since October of 2014, but we have seen those monthly declines, like you mentioned. So the biggest factor for October was those new home sales. New home sales made up about 30% of all sales in October. And new construction homes typically sell at a higher price point than existing resale homes, or, you know, the homeowner who's just listed their home for sale. And it was about $100,000 difference for those new construction homes. And so that larger share of home sales that were new brought up the overall median sales price. We actually did see existing resale homes, the median price there dropped just a little bit month to month as well. So it's really those new homes that are brought up the overall median sales price.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, how are higher mortgage rates impacting sellers and buyers for that matter?
Well, they're definitely a topic of concern. As the interest rates go up, we have an affordability issue because the prices have gone up so fast over the past 2 years due to the pandemic, increased people moving here, and then the reduction in overall inventory. And so over that 2 years during the pandemic, the builders slowed down a little bit, and then they really sped up and started building as fast as they could. But it was nowhere near the amount that needed to be done to meet demand. So obviously the prices increased exponentially, and we saw that in new construction especially. And so what's happening right now is a conversation we see with builders being able to offer, incentives such as buying down the rates. And that helps a little bit, but really overall, the public is focused on the overall pricing, because the pricing went up so quickly. So, what I'd recommend to people is obviously now might not be the right time for everybody to buy, but if you're looking for a large amount of value, now might be the perfect time to be looking. And what I mean by that is in new construction, because many of the homes that are on the market right now in new construction are listed at cost to the builder or below cost in some cases. And builders build for profit, not for practice. So they're not going to be rebuilding these homes with these amenities, with these upgrades, ever again until the pricing is commensurate with what they can build it for. So as of right now, many of the houses that are being sold in new construction will not be built that way ever again. So if a buyer was looking for value, which is high quality, highly amenitized, highly upgraded homes, this is the best value they're going to get, because the next range of houses that'll be built next year will be built differently, because the builders will have to get down to a lower price point.
And Cassie, let's talk about buyers here for a moment. I mean, as Jeff just mentioned, right, there's value in buying now if you can. But is there room for negotiation? I mean, I would think in particular with maybe existing homes versus these new build homes.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard from our members that who are real estate agents that, you know, buyers are able to negotiate more now than they have in a long time. And that might mean you get to have a home inspection, you get to have repairs made. You can ask the seller to bring some concessions to the table to cover some closing cost credits, make those changes to the house that you want. And then also on the flip side, buyers can be a little more picky. They have more options than they have in years to look at. So they don't have to make a decision in a couple of hours whether I want this house. You know, homes are sitting on the market about an average of 40 days right now before they go under contract. So, you know, I can go shopping if I'm a buyer. I can go look at different homes, different areas. So we, you know, on the flip side, we also know that some buyers have had to hit pause on their home search because of the affordability concerns with interest rates and home prices. So that's certainly a concern as well. But those who are able to buy have more options and negotiation power than they've had in years.
Before I let you go, I want to ask both of you this question. And Jeff, I'll start with you. In your opinion, what can buyers and sellers expect to see then in the coming months? I mean, are we going to see home values, home prices continue to drop, at least with existing homes?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to think that the pricing will continue to reduce slightly. One of the concerns I had when May came around and price reduction started and the demand started to reduce, my concern was that everyone would put their house on the market at the same time to try to attain that highest possible price. But that didn't happen. We didn't have massive inventory spikes in Ada County. You know, by our account, you know, we've kind of maxed out a little bit over 2,500 listings in Ada County. And for example, in 2008, we were above 5,000 listings. So, you know, the idea that we were going to be oversupplied in listings, which would cause the pricing to plummet, didn't happen and didn't materialize. Subsequently, because of the high interest rates and the reduced demand and the price reductions in new construction, builders across the board have reduced the amount of houses that they've been starting for the last 6 months. So going into spring, we're going to have even more reduced inventory in the new construction realm. Depending on how many resale houses come on the market in the spring, we may very well be in a low inventory environment for quite a while. And low inventory environments do not preclude price reductions. So it will temper the price reductions going into first quarter. I assume if interest rates do drop at any level, and don't expect to see the 2.5-3% interest rates, I highly doubt we'll ever see those again, at least for a long time. But as interest rates come down from the sevens into the sixes and then maybe into the fives, we may very well have Groundhog Day all over again, where so much demand chases so few listings that the prices start to go back up again quickly.
Yeah. And Cassie, your thoughts on this. What can buyers and sellers expect in these next few months?
Yeah, so I would echo Jeff's comments. And I think just to add to that, you know, I am concerned that we aren't going to see a whole lot of additional inventory come on the market. We've already started to see listings from homeowners start to slow, like the new listings within the last week, that activity slowed year over year. And, you know, I don't blame these sellers. They're going, I've got a great interest rate. Why do I want to go sell my house and maybe get potentially upwards of a 7% interest rate on my house? So we could be facing another situation where we've got really low inventory, high demand. And, you know, just looking at what like the national economists have kind of forecasted for the year, just last week, Dr. Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors conference was saying he doesn't expect home prices to really decline nationally next year. We may see a little bit of a correction. I've heard from other economists, though, too, that they're saying, hey, you know, it depends if we go into recession. We could be looking at like 10% price drops, you know, potentially 20% if we do go into recession. So, you know, the jury's out. I think that we, with the inventory situation that we're kind of looking at right now, the demand isn't going anywhere. You know, millennials, they need homes. People need places to live. So I think that we're not going to see some glut of inventory come on the market at this point. So, I mean, make your decisions based on your circumstances. That's always my advice. The overall trends are great, but do what's right for you in your situation. And, you know, talk to a real estate professional about what your options are.
Well, I appreciate both of you taking time to talk with us about this. We've been talking with project manager for Boise Regional Realtor, Cassie Zimmerman, and designated broker and owner of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 43 Degrees North, Jeff Martell, about what we've been seeing in regards to home prices in Ada County. Thanks, both.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.